Do you want to give us a quick introduction for a volume level here?
Derek Mackay, Minister for Transport and the Islands.
Minister, we are talking about Storm Abigail that's on its way to Scotland. Just give us an idea of the preparations that have been put in place by the Scottish Government and Transport Scotland up to this point.
The Scottish Government's resilience teams have been in contact with the Met Office to understand the impact of weather. We are anticipating particularly high winds, a severe weather warning for parts of the country. It'll impact differently in different parts of the country. But generally, we are prepared for the transport systems and, of course, other agencies for the impact that might occur. And that's why I would encourage people to be prepared, as we know there will be an impact of weather, severe weather in parts of the country.
Are there any particular modes of transport that you think are particularly facing disruption over the next 24 to 48 hours?
I would encourage people to check sources of information, because we know that severe weather impacts on to varying degree on ferries or road or potentially rail as debris is blown about. So check on sources of information before people set out on a journey and plan ahead for that journey, as there is likely to be disruption in parts of the country. But we will do everything we can to keep disruption to a minimum, ensure that we keep the country moving.
You've obviously mentioned the impact of planning your journey ahead. This is particularly prevalent getting into this time of year. This probably won't be the only time we'll see yellow and amber warnings.
Well, over the winter period, we've been preparing for a range of weather incidents, but with high winds, it can have a different impact. It may delay road journeys or rail and impact on ferries. So it is about timetables. It is about understanding the risk in each part of the country. That's why I would encourage people to check various sources of information, such as radio and Traffic Scotland Twitter as well. But we will do everything we can to keep disruption to a minimum and encourage people to take any necessary precaution that they can so that their journey is as hassle-free as possible.